This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Haiti's interim government said Friday it had asked the United States to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
With his nation in disarray in the wake of Wednesday's assassination of President Jovenel Moise, Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph says Haiti's interim government has asked for U.S. troops to be deployed. In an interview with the Associated Press, Joseph says U.S. troops are being requested to stabilize the country and protect key infrastructure. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
In response to the Haitian government's request for security and investigative assistance, we will be sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince as soon as possible to assess the situation and how we may be able to assist.
Police in Haiti have detained 17 suspects in the assassination of Moise. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Joe Biden has signed an executive order he says will lower prices for families and boost wages by targeting anti-competitive practices in several parts of the economy. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says some in big business have gotten away from the American ideal of economic competition.
Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation.
The sweeping order has several dozen actions and recommendations, including cutting down on non-compete agreements, which often stop workers in some industries from going to competitors for more money.
You can't leave Burger King to go to McDonald's. Come on. Is there a trade secret about what's inside that patty?
Business and trade groups argue the order will actually stifle economic growth and could set off major legal fights. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Visit voanews.com for more.